This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly cool. Eilut has clear skies, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports, just in that Israel warned the U.S. of a suspected Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Also, earlier today, Walla reports Netanyahu told Trump that Erdogan's statements against Israel's existence are serious. Also, this hour, according to Mariv, Israel has warned Trump that Iran is working on a new assassination plan. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Americans' views of Israelis have grown negative, while views of Palestinians remain steady. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew says Trump updated Netanyahu on American moves in the Gulf, with new agreements expected to begin shortly. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago that Israel shared intelligence with the U.S. about an Iranian plot against Trump. Middle East underscore 24 shared an op-ed by a Moroccan analyst. It claims the Sudanese Muslim Brotherhood is acting on Iranian orders, with the Trump administration responding with sanctions. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today questioning perceptions of Islam with a provocative statement. Now for more on those stories, starting with the reported Iranian plot. According to the Wall Street Journal, Israel provided Washington with intelligence suggesting Iran planned another attempt on Donald Trump. This is seen as a provocative move by Iran, raising tensions in the region even further. For civilians, this means heightened security alerts and potential diplomatic repercussions. Turning to Netanyahu's conversation with Trump, as reported by Walla, Netanyahu expressed concern over Erdogan's recent anti-Israel rhetoric. This conversation comes as the U.S. takes action in the Gulf, which could escalate regional tensions. The implications for Israel could include increased diplomatic efforts to counter Turkey's stance. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post survey results show that Americans' views of Israelis have turned more negative. This survey was conducted before Hamas announced changes in Gaza. Such shifts in opinion may affect U.S.-Israel relations and international diplomacy. Finally, Israel Hayom reports that Trump updated Netanyahu about American actions in the Gulf. This comes with new agreements between Israel and Lebanon expected to start soon. The developments could enhance regional cooperation, but also bring challenges if tensions in the Gulf escalate. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports Israeli workers allege unfair competition from foreign labor, claiming they earn less than the 70 shekels per hour paid to Thai workers. Separately, Walla Business highlights changes in El Al's frequent flyer program. The Fly card has transitioned to Isra card, affecting cardholders' benefits and actions required. And finally, Globes reports that Teva has announced positive results for a skin treatment drug. The study showed improvements in patients with vitiligo, marking a significant achievement for the company. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.